What was we were just
remedies?
Arrestors, we were continuing.
Protection.
Protections, yeah. And what was missing was what happens if there is third level of protection is also not there.
Yes.
Third and fourth. Yeah, what happened? Just like we were
discussing. No Kendra, no Dikvala, no exaltation.
No exaltation.
Yeah, third level is the exaltation. There is none.
Then?
What do we do? Then we have only two options. That is the Mrityunjaya. One is the Guru Mrityunjaya and one is the Shiva Mrityunjaya. Because the Guru is the manifestation of Shiva. The Guru Mrityunjaya protects us at the level of the soul, so that the soul always gets the right direction and is not in darkness. See, Mrityunjaya is for protection against evil. Guru Mrityunjaya, that is Vyasa Mrityunjaya, which you have learnt now, protects the soul. Okay? Then there is the Mrityunjaya, which we call it Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam. That is the one which protects the mind. And through the mind, it protects your body. Because the mind has the power to protect the body. Now, what is the mantra? Shall we say it? Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhana Mrityor Mukshiya Mamrita. Good. I just want the pronunciation to be right in the beginning and subsequently you can sing it. That's all you need to do. The moment you do this, your mind will become strong and the mind will protect the body. So, evils in the mind, evils in the body, out. But for the soul, you need the Guru, Vedavyasa. Om Jum Sa Vyam Veda Vyasaya Nama Sa Jum Om. Simple. Are we clear? So these are the two levels of protection. There, of course, is the Sanjeevani Vidya of Shukracharya, which is completely different from all this, which I don't think anybody knows. Because we don't know Shukracharya personally, right? So when we do meet him and I get it, I'll give it to you.
Is this third level considered not as strong as if you had...
Yeah, third level is not strong because Vishnu knows that your soul will reincarnate again. So he will not protect you if your body or the mind is going to incur, doesn't deserve that. He would rather that you get another chance in a new body and a new circumstance. So that's why I said first level, second level, third level. Third level is not so strong. Third level is more interested in good karmas, in removing sins rather than protecting you for no good purpose. There's no point in keeping somebody alive if the person is 90 years old, is going to be lying there on the bed and is going to be looked after by 30 people. What is the point? So an exalted planet will have high thought. There's no logic to this. Want another body? We'll give you another body. Because Narayan doesn't have shortage of body. He will immediately create one and give it to you. So this is Narayan's wish. Whether you should stay or you should not stay at the third level is Narayan, is the avatar. Unless there is a burning reason for him to keep you alive, why should he keep you alive? What good karma are you doing? Are you teaching Jyotish? Are you teaching Vedanga? Are your students depending upon something important to be finished? Why should he be kept alive? Narayan always looks at the highest. He doesn't go against the dharma. Somebody is old, unless the old one goes, there is going to be space for the new one to come. Just blindly keeping all human beings alive is madness.
So this is kind of a sick thought. If you do have the first level, then you obviously have some purpose to be here.
No. You just have a protection, better protection than the others. Oh. Be it, call it a genetic code, call it a mental code, call it whatever. You have better protection than the second level. If you have the first level of protection, it's better than the second. Second is better than the third. That's it. Three levels of protection. First, benefics in Kendras. Second, digbalas of the malefics or such things or Ketu. And then third level is exaltations. Okay? Third level protection is not that strong a protection. simply because some planet is exalted in Lagna doesn't mean that you should be protected.
So strengthening for Kendras, it doesn't work in this situation, isn't it? If
what?
There is no Kendra.
If there is no planet in the Kendra?
Strength for this planet doesn't work also.
If there is no planet in the Kendra, what do? We depend only on Mrityunjaya. Mm-hmm. The strength of the mind, is it not? So which Kendra are we talking about? Chandra Kendra. Lagna Kendra has got nothing. So we now come to the moon. And the moon Kendra, moon is in the head of Lord Shiva. So that's why we immediately came to Sanjeevani Mantra, Mrityunjaya Mantra. That's the second. Now we are trying a totally different thing. You are the Lord of all creatures. I am also a creature. Protect me. Right. So we are going to Shiva now. Chandra Kendras. And there has to be at least one planet in Chandra Kendra. Can you tell me which is that planet? The moon. If you take the moon Kendras, moon has to be there. So that's why it will work. You should have.
Yeah, it's just coming to me from all directions.
Chandra Kendra. Okay, so are we good about all this? Yeah.
Not so clear. So we did Ketu, Mangal, in Digbala it's Ganesha. Surya, Digbala is Surya. And what else? We've got... anyway, we got Guru and Buddha, Kendra, that's will be this first one.
You have Shani Kendra, Mahavidya. Mm. Normally nobody does Mahavidya, they just do Kali and it is done. Mm-hmm. And then Rahu Digbal, Yantra. So you do Yantra and you are fine. So normally the best Yantra is the Shri Yantra. I mean, it's not very smart to rely on Rahu and Saturn to protect you. It's like, okay, I've kept a tiger in the house. And the tiger will protect me. I mean, when he'll turn around and eat you, you don't know. Okay? So, it's like that.
Better go straight to Mrityunjaya.
Go straight to Mrityunjaya. You know, we don't like depend upon... It's foolish to depend upon this.
You said that these exalted planets are like Vishnu. Then why...
Avatar. Okay. Avatar's job is to help you cross over, no? So they also help you decide, okay, let you die and I'll help you to cross over to a better life next time. I'll make you be born in Udipi. And that you can have good dosa as well as do good mantra.
What about planets in Parivartana, for example, 4th and 12th?
This is Kendra. Kendra is Kendra.
No, for example, Mars is in Kendra and Jupiter is in 12th, so will it function like that?
Clear so far? Good. So we have understood how to protect using the Kendras. And if there are, my suggestion, don't depend upon Saturn and Rahu. Go straight for Mrityunjaya. If it was reliable, I would have told you. Why will Kali want to protect your longevity? She knows that this is the world of untruth. Think she doesn't know? She is, as far as she is concerned, she thinks my son has gone away from me into this planet called Bhuloka and he's suffering over there, he's moving around like a madman, he's eating something, he thinks he's happy, sometimes he's dancing in happiness, next day he's crying, he is completely insane, poor chap, I have to get him back. How long did Thakur Ramakrishna live? 50 years. How long did Swami Vivekananda live? 40 years. So when it comes to longevity, you know what I'm talking. Okay? Mahavidya means she knows you are calling the Mother Divine that please end this punishment. She knows your planet, your sojourn on planet Earth is a punishment. It's like a jail term. You can't get out of here.
So quick that you Mahavidya.
I'm not. And if a planet is troubling you too much, debilitated. Debilitated planets are like Shani. A debilitated planet is like Shani. That's why we say Mahavidya. Why? Because it's behaving like Shani. He's behaving like a, such a low, evil thing. Fallen. So you call the mother and she takes care of it. She just... nobody can take care of it like her. Believe me, nobody can. Chop, 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 gone. Right, we were talking of malefics in Kendras, right? What happens when you have malefics in 4,000, 10,000? Sabani has taught you. It's bad for father. Why is it bad for father? Because all houses and signs you have to treat like either Purusha, male, sun, or Stri, moon. Right? In the case of Purusha, you have to see the second and eighth. In the case of Stri, you have to do Bhavad Bhavam. Justin, you got the point of Bhavad Bhavam that day? Okay.
Yeah, so six and nine.
Right, that's why I asked you because.
Next time I won't answer the question. I don't know. In half an hour. But after that, I think everybody will get.
But he will remember it as soon as I. Relax. He will remember it as soon as I mention it. It often happens. It happens to me also. First time you hear it, you can't remember. Come on. Every day they're getting a dose of ton. It's not just one little book, it's like a truckload. Sara, be kind, please. So...
they won't be kind.
But thanks to that, we'll probably remember what God brought
me. Yes. Yes. Okay, he will remember. He's under a bit of a stress because we did his brother-in-law's thing in the morning. So, stress can cause memory to fail. Please, let go. Sabani. Okay. So, malefics in 4 and 10 is bad for father. Why? Because father is male. And is seen in the ninth house. So which is the second and eighth from the ninth house? Two and eight are called Rudra Bhavas. Two and eight are called Rudra. Rudra means to cry. So if you have malefics in second house, in tenth house and in fourth house, you will at some stage cry because of your father. But bear in mind, those malefics cannot touch you so long as your father is alive. Even if they are going to touch you, it will be only on the permission of your father. Otherwise, they cannot touch you. You're totally protected by your father. There is a strange protection between those malefics and you because of your dad. I have Rahu and Ketu in 4 and 10. They cannot hurt me so long as my father was alive. Okay, are we clear on that? Now we have a case over here with Saturn and Mars in the 4th house. Where is that fellow gone? 4th house, right? Okay. So does it guarantee bad health? Operations? Remember I told Mangal in the 4th house, the moment doctor sees you, he will say chop, chop, chop. And Saturn means he will say, oh, this disease, that disease, this disease, that disease. So that's it. Saturn will say, hang on, let me give some disease so that you can start chopping. These two are in perfect, beautiful yoga. So it's a feeling as if the bloody god of death is walking with me here. When will I get some peace? Right? So who's the real protector out here? Dad. Okay, are we clear on this? So remember that so long as Mars and Saturn are there in the 4th house and Dad is around, you are protected. After dead, these malefics will be have a free run. In the 4th house, they will hit your health more. In the 10th house, they could either hit your wealth. And among wealth, the child is the first. The biggest wealth of a man is his child. That is why we tell all people, keep your karmas clean. Otherwise, there is no guarantee to the protection of children. Okay? you can see that this 10th house is the 6th from the 5th. It is the house which punishes the child. Keep your karmas clean, otherwise your child will have to take the beating for that.
Why would your wealth go?
Wealth is the 10th house.
Yeah.
So either it is going to hit your wealth or it will hit your children. Very often they say that, in our Brahmins we say, that if you see that a child is suffering, start praying to Shiva or a Kula Devata. We all have a Kula Devata. Or Shiva, that let this go on my wealth. Let my business go, or let my go, save my child. Many people do this. And if you have that faith on the Lord Shiva or the Guru, basically Shiva's Guru here, the Jupiter, then this deal will be accepted. Once this deal is accepted, you should be willing to lose your wealth. But your child will be saved. Did you understand the principle here?
Yes.
Now, same way for mother,
Guruji,
it is... Yeah.
May I explain just for Sarbani's sake, because she did explain it. So let me try to explain, see if I got it correct.
Okay, Bhavad Bhavan.
So basically, mother is from the fourth house, but because mother is represented by a moon, we take Aruda Lagna. It's about Aruda Lagna? No, not about Aruda Lagna?
Take the second and eighth from the fourth.
Yeah, second and eighth from the fourth.
No, because it is the moon, we can't take the second and eighth. Because females, we never take two and eight. We take second from the second.
So reflected light.
We took eighth from the
or
eighth.
Or eighth from the eighth.
Eighth from the eighth.
So which is the eighth from the eighth?
So...
Which is the eighth house from the
11.
Fourth? 11.
Yes.
So now take the eighth from there.
And then eighth from the 11th is the 6-12. Axis.
6-12.
Yes.
6-12 axis.
Yes.
Got it?
Yeah.
The whole idea is for the man, you are taking the 8th house. For the woman, you are not taking the 8th, you are taking the 3rd. Keep that in mind. For the male, you are taking the 8th house and its opposite. For the female, you are taking the 8th from the 8th and its opposite. So let us say, let's try this now in the case of granny. Mother's mother. Which house is mother's mother?
Seventh house.
So the first thing you have to see is the 8th house from here. Which is the 8th house from here?
Second house.
But because this is the female we are seeing, we have to take the 8th from there. So which is? Ninth house. So can I say that malefics in the 9th house or 3rd house can be bad for granny? Okay, now we are going to take it further. Mother's grandmother, which house? 10th house. And which is her Rudra? Yeah, because the 8th from the 10th is the 5th house. Okay, we are taking mother's grandmother. Mother's grandmother, Siri, are you following me? Is the 10th house. And the 8th from that is 5th house. But because this is female, we can't stop there. We have to bounce off another 8. So we go to 12th house. So if you have a malefic in the 12th house, your mother's grandmother could die. So which are the two houses we have to see for mother's grandmother? 10th house and 12th house. So if we have... Huh? Mother's grandmother, which houses we have to see?
6th and 10th and 12th.
No. Which is the principal houses? 10th is the house. And 12th is the passing house. The one which can support the passing house is 6th. But the main passing house is 12th. Am I being clear here? The killer house is the 12th. Now, if you have to... very inimical planets in 10th and 12th, at the time of your birth, maybe your maternal grandmother died. Maternal great-grandmother died. Interesting, huh? Because these two, when they don't sit along, they will pass. It shows passing. So we don't want very inimical planets in Lagna and the 8th house for men, or Lagna and 3rd house for women. So in women's chart, which, let us say, we talk of Cindy's chart, can we apply the same male-female rule? Of course we can apply the same male-female rule. So is the 8th house a problem in a chart? No. The problem is 3rd house, because that's a girl's horoscope. You never thought of it like that? Hey, if it's working for your mom and it's working for your grandmom and great-grandmom, why the hell is it not going to work for a lady if you are a girl? So planets in the 3rd house in a woman's horoscope are bad for her life if they are malefics. If they are benefics, they will protect her from every kind of death. So ladies, can you please look into your horoscope and find a malefic planet associated with the 3rd house? Mm-hmm. So you know where the problem is coming from. Never thought of it like this, huh? That's why women's horoscope, Sri Jataka, is a whole separate chapter, because everything is bouncing off everything. It's such a problem. Oh, no. Some are. Like 5th is the house of child. So which is the 5th from the 5th? So 9th will be child, right? Oh my God, it works! So, death is working and child is working. The rest we will see, who cares? 7th from 7th can't be husband. Hey, husband is totally different from me.
If there's no planet, it's the Lord then.
No, that means you are better off. Why do you want somebody to hang around there? If it's a malefic lord, then yes, he will create problems.
Basically, what is the 8th house for men is the 3rd house for women.
Women.
That's the basic thing.
Exactly.
But obviously the 8th house and 3rd house on their inner natural...
So in a woman's chart, 8th house is going to be the house which will kill the husband, not her. And 3rd house will be the house which will kill her and not the husband. So that's why I tell, in a woman's chart, if the 8th house is strong and has exalted planets and things like that, it will keep the husband. If there are malefics there, it will push the husband out.
You said third house in a man's chart will kill the wife?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say anything about a man's chart and wife.
Just in the woman's chart.
Now you know how I used it in your chart to time the length of your marriage. In a woman's chart, simply look at the 8th house and take the planets all associated, take their Vimsho 3 years, add them up, that's the marriage length, normally. After that, she stops looking at her husband as husband and just another appendage in the house. That is the truth. Look, you want to feel happy? Fine. Then I won't say it. Most women generally after that, they tell, okay, now you're done. Now pack up like. There's no in feelings. He's a nice guy. We are still friends.
Seal the return.
No, Rajesh. That is... Now see, everybody who hears that will know that Rajesh said it. Horrible, right? So what should men do to save themselves from this turmoil of suddenly finding themselves like a in the category of a pet?
Get remarried.
That's 100% right. That is what I've taught you guys. Get remarried. Now, how do you do that? Just go to a temple.
To the same person. That's why they were laughing. That's why they were laughing.
Exactly. No, Justin is right. Justin is right. No, Justin is right. It's the same person.
Can I please suggest some other remedy? You know? Take your wife to a nice restaurant, buy her some flowers, buy her some nice clothes, you know, nice romantic candlelit evenings, and you will see how your marriage will be transformed, you know.
Right, Friday.
No, it will not be transformed. No, it will not be transformed. That is her opinion. That is what they expect. See, it's like, just like a puppy dog. You come and lick my face and I'll be fine. It will not be transformed. Take it from me. You have been reduced to that category and you cannot keep licking the... Be careful. You can't do that. So like a puppy dog, you'll just wag your tail and go there and you'll be cuddled and... No, it's not going to work. What you got to do, go to a temple, go to a church, whatever. In India, in the Hindus, we have a simple system called the sindoor, the vermilion. Right? Just carry that in your pocket without telling her anything, and just as soon as you enter the temple, open it and just offer it to her. Just take the thing and just put it in her hand. That's it. God is witness, you are married again. You are done. You don't have to do anything. If it is a Shiva temple, 100% without fail, he who has seen the loss of his wife will bless you. He who has cried for the loss of his wife, he will bless you. Shiva. And when he says, done, it is done. Mahadev. That is why I like him so much. He just has to be witness. Mahadev, you are witness. That is it, you are remarried. Because he has seen the separation, he has seen the sorrow. That is why Mahadev says, among all the forms of Vishnu, the one who can bless in this matter is Ram. Because he has seen the separation. Krishna has never seen separation. He has never felt the loss of a spouse. So how does he know what it feels? See the point? Either Ram or Mahadev. Don't take a chance. Look at the 8th house of your wife's chart. See the planets in it. More planets, the better. The lord of the house. If there are no planets, take the lord. Remember, first planets in the house. Then you take the lord of the house. And see the planets conjoining the lord. They all add up. It's good if, let us say, sun is the lord of the 8th house. It is conjoined Rahu. It is very good. Trust me, it is good. And it's conjoined Shukra. Oh, it's a terrible curse, but good. Don't tell them. It's good. As far as you are concerned, there's no problem. As far as they are concerned, it's their problem. Because they find this relationship changing colors and hues and all. You were like that and now you have become like that. That's okay. That's all emotion. It will go up and down. But remember, the total number of planets will decide the length of the married life. And let us say there are 5 or 6 planets. That's it. You are done, man. Till death, she's yours.
But Guruji, we said that 8th house is the maraka for the husband and women's chart.
Right. So when is the maraka happening? How many years from the date of marriage? Look at her chart, Lana's chart. 8th house has sun exalted. So let's say it's not so exalted. It is exalted in the Rashi, but not so exalted was my estimate. So I'll give it 6 years, right? And with the Lord, okay, let's take the Lord also, 7 years. 7 plus 6, 13 years, married life. I told her straight, it's 13 years, I don't want to hear anything more. That's it.
Is it taken for the first marriage or the second as well?
It was the first marriage, right? Second marriage we'll talk about next year. Maybe there are other methods also. Okay, are we good? Interesting, huh? For men, this is not a major issue. Even 20 years after marriage, they are the same. They try to change, but they don't know what is changing and what is not changing. Shukra, as it is, they are lost. Chandra is totally lost. So, forget it. All they got to take care of, look at the wife's chart and see the 8th house. That is Vivaha. Vivaha is always from the female's chart. The date of marriage is always decided on the basis of female's chart. Man's chart has no role. Once the matching is done, you just throw that chart aside. Just ensure that you don't get married on the birth month. That is, if let's say the man has the son in Taurus, then the son should not be in Taurus on the date of marriage. If it is, then it's going to create serious problems, serious financial problems for the man. He loses his job, he will be penniless.
Just see that again.
It's already said it. Come on. You're too far.
Pass aja, pass aja. You see the point here? Now in the girl's chart, if the, let's say the girl's chart, the sun was in Virgo, and at the date of marriage the sun was in Virgo, the girl will have all the time there will be financial problems. She will not have, she will become like a slave. So please ensure that the sun is not in the same Rashi as birth on the date of marriage. Number one. Number two, the sun should not be in Sagittarius and Pisces. I've told this 100 times. So the 4 signs which are prohibited are Sagittarius, Pisces and the birth signs of birth sun signs of the couple. The rest of the Muhurta is totally based upon the woman's chart. Don't even look at the man's chart. Don't even waste time. It has no meaning.
Sagittarius Pisces is ruled by birth. So when the sun is in the Sagittarius or Pisces, the marriage should not be done in marriage.
Interesting, huh?
Yes.
So are we good? Fine. What else was I to talk about? I told this, I told about Rishtas, I've given you the mantras. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah? Anything else on this line before I break for photo session? The weather is changing, there can be shadows, right?
Yeah, this is good actually.
This is good,
this
right?
Is good.
Okay, fine. Let's take a break.
This contrast.
Yeah.